This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Settling in and just noticing if there are any final little adjustments that you need to make in your little space here, and whether you're in the Zoom room in your very own home, or whether you're here in the snug, just knowing that you are completely at liberty to shuffle around, to move, to make any little major or minor adjustments so that this feels completely comfortable. And just knowing that the position that you've chosen right now for this evening, you don't have to stay in this position. You're really welcome to roll over onto your side or your back or your front at any time if you're feeling like you need to feel more comfortable. So you haven't signed a contract, you have to stay in this position, and you're completely at ease to do whatever you do. And the thing is that we're going to welcome all the sounds that we can hear. So this means that because I'm recording this nidra with other people in the room, we're going to have fabulous sounds of people coughing and snuffling and wriggling around. Maybe people snoring, maybe people farting, maybe digestive noises. All those things are going to be super welcome because these are the sounds of human beings and human bodies getting comfortable. So just noticing your body here, the position you've chosen for your body to rest in, feeling the weight of your body here, and perhaps feeling a sense of gratitude for gravity holding us here so that we're not flying off into space. We can feel the weight of our body. We can feel gravity pulling on our bones, on the heaviest parts of our body, such as our skull, our shoulders, and our hips. But we can also feel every single bone in our body, every single muscle in our body, every single organ in our body, the weight all being held close in a hug to the earth. So perhaps you could just start by offering the full weight of your body to Papa Tuanuku. It's like she's holding you here. She's holding you here in an embrace. Holding you here in an embrace for this whole solstice season, the season of Matariki, where we are taking our time to not only reflect on the year that has been and those that have left, but we're also feeling that sense of gratitude for all that has happened. And perhaps we're sowing the seeds for the life and the year to come. What would we like our life to be like? What would we like to welcome in? So perhaps as you're settling here into your nidra nest, there might be feelings of grief. There might be feelings of joy. There might be feelings of apprehension, and there might be feelings of excitement. And just knowing that whatever you're feeling, everything is completely and utterly welcome. Also know that you don't have to listen to anything at all that I'm saying. You can simply let my voice be a little anchor in the background of you drifting in and out of different states of consciousness. Maybe you fall completely asleep. Maybe you stay completely awake. But it's highly likely that you'll drift in and out, and know that you can't do anything wrong because you're not doing anything at all. So let's just start by welcoming all the sounds that we can hear, or maybe that we can't hear. My brother was staying with me for Matariki, and he lives in a very busy part of Napier, and he couldn't get over how there is just literally nothing that happened here at night. But like, there are no cars going past. There weren't even any birds singing. It's just dead silence. We both realised that all we could hear was the tinnitus in our ears. So maybe you can hear the tinnitus in your ears. Maybe you can hear some cars in the distance. Maybe you can hear my tummy digesting my dinner. Welcoming all the sounds, both near and far. And perhaps just noticing now a sense of letting down through the back of your skull, letting down through your shoulder blades. Maybe noticing if your shoulder blades feel good, clenched and close together, all tucked in, or maybe all spreading out nice and soft and relaxed. Feel a sense of letting down through your upper arms, down through your elbows, letting down through your forearms and your wrists and your hands, wherever they happen to be resting. And maybe you can feel these busy little hands that are often doing so much that they can switch off now. So the little finger switching off, ring finger switching off, middle fingers, index fingers, and your thumbs all switching off. And just feeling the sense of relief that your hands don't have to be doing anything right now. Perhaps a sense of release. There is nothing to do. You're simply here being. Relaxing here into this idea that you don't need all the answers. Simply letting your hands be here soft. Soft and relaxed. And perhaps you can feel that like a little wave of relief right from the very tips of your fingers all the way back up through your arms and through your armpits and into the space in between your shoulder blades. And maybe you find a sense of calm here in the space between your shoulder blades as you let down all that you've been carrying. And maybe that's like a little wave of relief and release that washes down through your spinal column, through your upper back, your middle back, all the way down to your sacrum. Releasing down through your buttocks, your tailbone, and feeling the full weight here of your hip joints. Getting down through the backs of your thighs, the backs of your knees, all the way down through your calves and into the space where you feel that your heels touch the floor. And feeling that beneath this floor, there are the foundations of your home. And beneath the foundations, Papatūānuku, the earth here, holding you in your home or your body, the home that you're resting in. Your home, this earth, she is your home. She's here supporting us all. And maybe you can feel all your toes switching off, your little toes, your fourth toes, third toes, second toes, and big toes all switching off. There's no need to be balancing, standing, moving, walking, doing anything. You're here simply to do nothing, to release and receive. And to rest here on the earth is to receive. It's like we're receiving, receiving, receiving all the time from the earth. We're receiving all the time from the trees, receiving oxygen, and releasing and giving back carbon dioxide. We are always receiving, and there is always more to receive. And perhaps you can feel that from the very tips of your toes, washing all the way up the back of your body and all the way down the back of your body, this sense of being held and cosseted and comforted by Papatūānuku. And next time your awareness comes down into the tippy tips of your toes, maybe let it start to wash up and over the front of your body. Perhaps feeling a sense of just patience to be here, patience in this practice of yoga nidra, patience in the practice of breathing, patience in the practice of simply being human, Patience in the practice of relating. Patience in the practice of lovingness. And maybe you can feel a sense of calm here, a sense of calm of simply taking pleasure of being here in your body, being here in your body, held and supported. And feeling a sense of relaxing down, receiving, relaxing, and knowing that all will be revealed, that you just need enough space for everything to be revealed. You don't need all the answers right now. And perhaps you can feel that in your very bones, from the teeny tiny little bones in your feet, through the larger bones, through your lower limbs, coming into the very bones of your pelvis, the sense of knowingness that comes from our pelvis, the wisdom of our pelvis. And perhaps even here in our pelvis, feeling a sexiness in the stability of here in our pelvis, these pelvic bones that hold our creativity. A sense of abundance here. And maybe here in our pelvis and in our belly, we can feel our breath moving through our body. Our belly and our pelvis expanding as we breathe in. And a sense of relief and release as we breathe out. Receiving the breath and giving of your breath. The endless cycle of your breath. And knowing that this is a soft and effortless breath. It doesn't need to be a super special yoga breath. It is just your everyday gentle breathing. The breath that we receive and the breath that we give. And maybe you can feel that movement of rising and falling, receiving and giving in your heart space, in the space behind your breastbone. And maybe just nestling in here. And welcoming all that you're noticing here and the space behind your breastbone, deep in your heart's core. Welcoming whatever you are feeling in terms of physical sensations. Welcoming whatever you're feeling in terms of your emotions. And even welcoming any thoughts, because you know that everything is completely and utterly welcome here in the space of your heart. And maybe you're discovering there's a place of wisdom here. Maybe you're discovering yourself here in your heart space. Maybe here in your heart space you can find some clarity. The capacity to simply feel peace and to follow your feelings of rightness. Maybe here in the space of your heart you can observe and step back and just take your time. And you may wish to simply stay here in your heart space, welcoming whatever you're noticing. Or you may wish to let your attention come all the way up to the very crown of your head. And just knowing here in the very crown of your head, it's like you're inviting all the creative potential, everything that you've been forming, all the intentions, all the elevated emotions. They are all compressed into that little seed shape or the little cupcake shape that we were making earlier this evening. And we're standing here at the crown of our head, surveying our landscape of our resting body here, the landscape of our body resting here on the landscape of the earth. And we're looking down over our body and deciding, where am I going to plant my seeds? You might like to start at the space between your eyebrows. And here in the space between your eyebrows, a sense of clarity and awareness. And from here, it's like you can look through the whole landscape of your body. And perhaps you can sense the radiance, the vibrance, and maybe the golden nature of everything that you wish to create, everything you wish to bring in this coming year. And your seeds that you might be sowing, they could be any sort of plant, but they might be sunflowers, they might be broad beans, they might be something that's very special for you. Maybe they're seeds given to you from your ancestors. Maybe they're seeds that you're planting for your children. Maybe they're seeds for generations to come. But here at the space between your eyebrows, there's a little moment of just stepping back and taking your time, holding the seed in your hand before you gently plant it here. Here at Whatumanua, really feeling the seat of your inner vision, receiving the seed of your inner vision. And then placing another little seed at the base of your throat. And here at the base of your throat, perhaps feeling the sense of clarity, perhaps a sense of pleasure, perhaps a sense of lovingness, of being able to speak the words of lovingness, of being able to ask for the pleasure you wish to receive. And then opening up a little furrow all the way down through your right arm, from your right shoulder, sowing seed here and your elbow and your wrist, and then five tiny little seeds, and maybe that little sunflower seeds, and your thumb and your first finger, your middle finger, your ring finger and your little finger, and just patting those seeds in nice and gently. Patting in the seeds in your fingertips, your wrist, your elbow, your shoulder, and coming back to that little seed here at the base of your throat. And then opening up a little furrow all the way down through your left arm, through the shoulder, all the way down into the wrist. And sowing seeds here of calmness, abundance, wisdom, all the way down through your shoulder, your elbow and your wrist. And five tiny little seeds here in your thumb and your first finger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger. Seeds of patience and the practice. Seeds of observing, seeds of awareness, seeds of peace. And patting those seeds in, patting them in with your fingers, your wrist, your elbow, your shoulder, and coming back to that little seed there at the dip in between your collarbones. And then planting a large seed here in behind your breastbone. And here with this big seed here in the little space behind your breastbone, perhaps this is a seed of lovingness. Letting it be radiant, be vibrant. It's almost like there's a glow, a golden glow of this seed. And a little seed on the right side of your chest. And maybe this is a seed of wisdom. And then a seed on the left side of your chest. And perhaps this is a seed of discovering yourself. And patting those seeds in. And sowing a little seed here at your belly button. And maybe this is a seed of being your very own number one cheerleader. A seed in your pelvis. Feeling the sexiness and the stability of your pelvis. And perhaps patience in the practice, and a seed of pleasure here too. And then opening up a little furrow all the way down through your right leg, through your right hip, all the way down into your ankle. And here feeling that your legs can just let down, relaxing into this idea that you don't need all the answers. So a seed at your hip, at your knee, at your ankle, receiving, relaxing, and knowing that all will be revealed. And five seeds on the very tiny tips of your toes, big toe, your second toe, your third toe, your fourth toe, and your little toe. Seeds of trust instead of control. And patting those seeds in all the way back through your ankle, your knee, your hip, coming back to the seeds of pleasure in your pelvis. And then opening up a little furrow all the way down through the left hip, all the way down to the ankle. And sowing seeds here as you let your legs settle down, feeling patience in the practice here at your hip, your knee, your ankle. And five tiny little seeds for the tips of your left toes, your big toe, your second toe, third and fourth and little toe. Seeds of observing, seeds of stepping back, seeds of taking your own time and patting those seeds in all the way through your ankle, your knee, your hip, and coming all the way back into your pelvis, all the way back into your belly, all the way back into your heart space, all the way back into the little nook in between your collarbones, and all the way back into that space between your eyebrows. And just feeling all the seeds just here patiently waiting. Feeling a sense of rightness, knowing you can follow your feeling of rightness. You've sowed all the seeds, and the conditions are perfect. There's the right warmth or coolness. There's just the perfect amount of rainfall, the perfect amount of sunlight, the perfect amount of darkness. And knowing that when the feeling of rightness and everything is right and ripe, that these seeds will germinate when they're ready. And maybe here, waiting in the landscape of your body, you can feel that sense of patience in the practice. You can feel that sense of abundance of those seeds waiting for the right and ripe time. And maybe you can see in your mind's eye this huge potential that the seeds have. Sure, you can see them as these teeny tiny little seeds as they are now, but knowing that they contain the DNA to become whatever they might become, the seeds of your dreams, the seeds of these plants. So you might see the seed germinating, the little leaves unfurling, the stems growing and further leaves opening. You might see all the roots burrowing down into the soil, creating connection with other plants. You might see all the mycelium pathways chatting to other plants around you. And you might see this plant growing and growing taller and stronger. And maybe seeing little buds forming and flowers opening and fruiting. So you can see the potential of the seed and you can see the full expression of the seed. And you may choose to harvest the fruits and eat the fruits or share the fruits. Or you may choose just to let the tree or the plant remain fallow and just let the seeds fall for another year. You don't need to harvest everything all the time. But seeing this, the potential of the seed and what the seed might become. And perhaps here you can feel your body at rest. Your body seemingly asleep, and perhaps your mind is alert. Perhaps your mind feels that it's asleep as well. Your body deeply heavy and at rest, and yet your breath light and free and spacious. And just relaxing, receiving in this space, this in-between space. Knowing that all will be revealed And you just need enough time and space for this all to be revealed in its own time. And then letting your awareness come all the way down into your heart space. And perhaps here in your heart space, you can see that seed. You can see the symbol on your seed. You can see the image or feel the image of the cupcake. And just seeing that radiance, that vibrance of the seed, perhaps the golden light of sunlight, of warmth, of summer, enhancing the seed, nurturing the seed, photosynthesis for the seed. And knowing that when the time is right and ripe, that the seed will follow its feeling of ripeness and it will flourish and grow. But for now, we're letting the seed just rest there, waiting for the right and ripe time. And we're just going to start to perhaps welcome some of the sounds that we can hear around us. And maybe you can hear Mr. and Mrs. Marshmallow chattering outside, the ducks. Maybe you can hear some traffic far up in the distance, and our friends in the land of Zoom might be hearing sounds in their neighborhood too. And we might take a slightly deeper breath in. And maybe we can hear the sounds of our breathing and our neighbors' breathing. And maybe you can move your tongue and your mouth and just notice if you can taste the tea that we've been drinking. If you can taste the bitterness of the dandelion root and the sweetness of the licorice root. And maybe you can start to move your fingers a little and you can feel the blankets or your clothing moving against your skin. And maybe start to move a little bit in your blanket. Maybe you can hear my knees creaking as I come up standing. And welcome the sound of the little chimes. The little chimes are here to welcome us back from wherever we've been. When this practice of yoga nidra has come to an end. Thank you for listening. And so people in the land of Zoom, you might just like to roll over and go to sleep. And those of you in the room might like to roll over and prepare to come up. But knowing that this practice is now complete, thank you for listening. And I'll just